Hey, hey, ladies, this is the Pink Brunch with my buzz. It's your host, Kwa.
And Nay. Welcome to our first podcast.
Today, we're going to be talking about infant loss, infertility, and pregnancy loss.
So, we chose this topic because October is the infant and pregnancy loss and infertility month. Did you guys know that 1 in 4 mothers will have a miscarriage? And also, did you guys know that 70 babies will be born in one day, stillborn?
Tonight, we have 2 fellow mothers with us to discuss this topic.
So, with 4 mothers in total, we have all went through something that has to do with this topic. Me, myself, I've had a miscarriage and I also had a stillborn baby. The miscarriage, it did a lot to me mentally, but it did not do as much damage as the death of my first child. Now, with her birthday, her second birthday coming up, you know, I have a lot of mixed emotions, a lot of feelings, and I don't really discuss it because everybody feels as though now because I have my rainbow baby, I should not still be hurt about the death of my daughter. Let me tell y'all something. I don't care if I have 6 million babies. I'm going to always miss that one. You know, it's like...
That's your firstborn.
Yeah, that's my firstborn. And not only that, you always think about what that child would have been, could have been, and why was it my child? You know I'm not the only one who went through this. I know people across the globe have probably felt this same thing, but y'all feel that you're not allowed to feel that way. I'm going to be the one to tell you, feel how you feel, grieve as long as you want, because almost 2 years later, I can still, at any point in time, go back to the same feeling I felt on the day that my daughter passed away. And, you know, none of the ladies who are here with me have went through that, but they are very empathetic because as mothers, and I'm sure you guys will be empathetic too, you know, losing a child is like horrible. It don't matter if your child is an adult or a baby. You could be 50 million miles away or you could be right there with them. You always going to feel like you failed your child because you could not save your child.
It's like losing a part of yourself. It's, the child is a part of you, so you lost a part of yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's in anything. If you go through something in life, you're going to grieve when you lose something. Mm-hmm. A loss is a loss is a loss. Mm-hmm. Always. So you have every right to grieve, and can't nobody tell you how to grieve or how long to grieve. You could grieve for the rest of your life because guess what? It doesn't negate the fact that she's always going to be your child. She's always going to be your firstborn. Mm-hmm.
And to piggyback off of what you said, like, when we have children, we are reforming a new part of ourselves. Mm-hmm. So just like when we go through phases of depression and we feel like we're losing ourselves, like, it hurts.
Yeah.
Because now we have to gather back ourselves and we're able to in that moment. But when you lose that child, that part of you, you're not able to get that back in the form that you once had. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just sitting here talking with my ladies and my fellow mothers, you know, I've never... dealt with the issue of losing a child or a pregnancy, but however, I'm currently dealing with some fertility issues. It definitely is scary. I'm not really sure how things are going to end for myself, but it's not really looking good. But I'm just going to pray to God that, you know, things can work out for me. But, you know, just talking on my situation, I think it's very important for you guys to also know how to take care of yourself, and not only knowing your partner, but even if you know your partner, just making sure that you're protecting yourselves at all costs. And in that moment, I didn't. But, you know, sometimes we have to, you know, deal with the consequences of the choices that we make. And, you know, not to sound harsh, but that was just this is my consequence of not being mature in my situation.
Also, it's, you have to tell your story because it's your story, and somebody has to hear it, because as crazy as it may seem, somebody is somewhere believing that their feelings are not valid because somebody else is like, well, you know, like, because in my situation, I had a miscarriage and I didn't really know I was pregnant, but I didn't feel a type of way because I already have children and I've really, you know, but, you know, as God has it, I got pregnant a couple months later and you know, that's my story.
And I respect you. Like, your situation might be different from anybody else's, but that's your situation, and I'm never going to judge you in the space of like, oh well, I didn't feel this type of way, I kind of got over and I managed this way. But that's how you feel, and I feel like we all have to get in a space of like, if that's how you deal with things, I'm gonna respect it because that's how you do it.
But in reality though, it's not really about a respect situation, because see, the thing is, like, Hania, she lost a baby, you dealing with infertility, but this is how it works. Mm-hmm. God gives us stuff because he know we're strong enough to live it. So even though she struggles with that and she has moments where she's down, God knew she was going to be able to still survive through it. You understand right. what I'm saying? And she can help somebody else with her story. Mm-hmm, right. Your story can help somebody else or build some other mother.
Right.
So.
No, so I agree with you saying, but what I mean in respects of, we'll have people that says, well, damn, like, you like
that's cold.
That fucked me up. You cold. Nah, like, I'm gonna respect that's how you dealt with it. Like, right. I don't know if that's how I would deal with it. I might be fucked up, but I'm gonna respect that's how you dealt with it. Right. I'm gonna respect me the feeling like she has to grieve her child. I'm gonna respect it because right. that's your journey,
right.
that's your emotions. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just in a place for myself of just like respecting what people where people are, respecting how people gotta go through their journeys.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure, like, you know, why we having this conversation. For me, I'm gonna respect how you went through it, and I'm gonna respect how me going through it, and you know, our other co-host.
Hi, my name is Jamisha. I've had two miscarriages back to back within a year. At the time, I was really mentally going through it. I lost a lot of weight and I was really depressed. I was in a dark place. Now that I have my son, I feel like God allowed me to go through that. Then I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready for it. And now I just appreciate my son so much more. I'm able to be a mother, a good mother to him now. I wasn't ready for it 4 years ago when I had my two miscarriages. And it just,
as you can hear, no matter how long or what you have been blessed with afterwards, you're going to always get emotional. And I want to touch on something she said. She said now that she has her son, she appreciates him way more. I feel like, not to knock any mother who has not ever gone through anything like this, but I just feel like once you have struggled to have a child, you do appreciate your body and womanhood and life so much more, because you understand how it feels to not be able to recreate life. I am not at all shaming people who, you know, have abortions or anything like that, because that's your right, that's your body. I'm just speaking solely on women who have had infertility issues, pregnancy loss, and even infant loss. Mm-hmm. Because that's another subject. Mm-hmm. And people don't really understand that babies, their first year of life is just as critical as pregnancy. And just like a pregnancy is so fragile, you have to be so careful. You also have to be careful with infants. There's a lot of infertility laws. Infant laws due to SIDS or babies laying in the bed with the moms or anybody. They roll over on the moms. Not having the proper car seats. Not just so many things and these mothers who just don't. I don't want to say that I'm God and I can just say you should not be a mother, because that's not my call. But a lot of women just don't appreciate having children or have them for a guy. And then when a guy and her don't work out, they say, well, F the kid too. And you can't do that. A child is not a toy. A child is forever. Yeah. Motherhood is forever.
To piggy off of that too, it doesn't always have to do with a mother neglecting her child. Yeah, we need to touch on the mothers that deal with postpartum depression who mentally can't take care of their babies.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I've dealt with that on my own, like, you know, 6 months after my daughter, and I'm still kind of like struggling with it, just not as bad. So it's just like, you know, I just want to make sure we touch on it a little bit. Definitely, that would be another day we talk about that. But I also, before we get stuck, you know, get too lost in the conversation, I also want to touch on the women who are just dealing with infertility that didn't lose a pregnancy or a baby. I haven't, you know, I took for granted of just having a baby. I'm just like, man, I don't never had no kids. I'm over this. Like, now I'm just like, shit, like this opportunity or this special thing that's for me, it might be taken away from me. So it's like, now it's taking, I mean, I'm sitting big like, or I need to take for granted, I need to stop taking for granted for the things that I'm capable of doing or the things that I do have, right? Because this could be taken from me.
And not only that, it's people out here asking God why they can't have children, because there's people out here killing their children. There's people out here taking for granted being a mother. That's a gift. Mm-hmm. That is a gift. Children are a gift. You understand what I'm saying? So it's people out here that's like killing themselves to procreate. Mm-hmm. Like, you got people like even stars, Gabrielle Union, because she can't have a baby. You have to get surrogates. But we don't have the money to have that life. You understand what I'm saying? So for the people that are struggling, and what I was saying was, mothers, after you have babies, people don't realize having babies, that leaves your body open for disease. You got moms that's dying through childbirth. Mm-hmm. You understand? Like, people, men, they take rant for granted somebody that's bringing your child into this world. Like, you are at death's door every time you push out a baby. Yeah. You know, people, we all see the success stories, like, you're going in, but parents are, they're pushing babies into the world and the baby doesn't have a mom. You understand? So it's a whole platform of this, you know, just not infant loss, but people, like, who's to say a father goes in to get, see his girlfriend or baby mom, wife, give birth, you know, and they come out with a baby, without a wife, without a partner. So it's a big platform.
Or just the stuff in general that, you know, like the health problems that occur when you're pregnant. Like, I had crazy liver problems my whole pregnancy.
Preeclampsia.
To the point where, like, my liver was so bad that they were planning on doing surgery on my liver 6 weeks after my daughter. They told me it wasn't going to be better. I was going to have surgery. But thank God, like, it just went away.
Good.
So it's just, like, stuff like that. It's just, you know, it can be, it's just a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we just got to sit back and just really think about what we're grateful for and things like that. And just having these conversations to be transparent. And, you know, we can't reach everyone fully, but reaching everyone somewhere, somehow in their story and in their journey.
And to piggyback off my co-host Kwa, she's just recently said, you know, she thought she didn't want to have any more kids, but now that her fertility is in question, she's feeling like, wow, why did I take that for granted? I just wanted to speak on that, going back to an abortion versus a miscarriage with people, because I've known people who have had a ton of abortions, didn't care, but then when it was a miscarriage, they cared. And people wanted to know, well, how you care when you had an abortion? Because an abortion is a choice, right? But an abortion is a choice. A miscarriage is forced. Just like deciding to not have any more children is a choice. Having fertility taken away from you is forced. Y'all have to understand that we have options. How come a man can make choices but a woman can't? This is why a woman feels differently when she's having an abortion versus a miscarriage. Getting your tubes tied versus just not being able to have kids. Mm-hmm. And there are so many women who struggle with this that you wouldn't even know. And a lot of people, I need y'all to really hear me when I say this, because before I had my daughter, I went through this and it stressed me out so bad. You would come up to a person that don't have kids. Well, when you gonna have kids? Or, oh, you still don't got no kids? You lucky, don't have none. Not knowing what this person is going through. I used to hate when people say to me, you don't have no kids? Good, don't. Because I was, it is a very, it's very much so a trigger. And then coming home from the hospital without my daughter, my first daughter, and having to explain to so many people, because I was far along in my pregnancy, that I don't have my child, Please don't ask a woman what happened. Do not do that. If they decide to disclose to you why their child is no longer here or why they are no longer pregnant, let them do it. Please do not ask them, because you don't know the triggers. This is very sensitive. This is very taboo. When you lose a child, this is an opinion of mine. I apologize if I will offend anyone when I say this, but I've lost a parent and a child. Losing a child is 10 times harder than losing a parent. And until you go through it, you will not understand. So please just be a little bit more sensitive and a little more compassionate. And so all of you know the mom screaming, oh, if I get pregnant again, I'm aborted. That's cool. That's cool. But please keep in mind that there are people who would love to get pregnant as easily as others. So just be sensitive to other people. I'm not saying don't feel how you feel, because can't nobody tell you how to feel. But now that you know how common and how taboo this is, I hope you guys really listen to me and use that even with one person in your daily life, because it'll really help them.
It'll change your perspective.
Yeah. It does change your perspective. It really does.
All right, guys, that's it for tonight with the Pink Brunch with Mothers. Again, this was not a space for us to judge or anything like that. We just had four different women here tonight sharing their different experiences with our topic. There's more to come with Mothers. Hope you tune in later.
And we also want to thank our beautiful co-hosts, Tia and Jamisha, for helping us bring light to this taboo situation. Thank you.
See you.